For the U.S. women's soccer team, 3 is the magic number. In Vancouver last night, the team won their 3rd Soccer World Cup, thanks to 3 spectacular goals by the U.S. captain. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji has the story.
After a long month of playing soccer on unforgiving AstroTurf and traveling across the great Canadian expanse, 24 teams became 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the national teams of Japan and the United States of America.
A rematch from the last World Cup. The U.S. lost in a penalty shootout, so fans were hoping for a thrilling game this time. I asked a lot of people for predictions before kickoff.
Okay, predictions.
And just about everyone said the U.S. would eke out a win, like Soledad Cine from Los Angeles.
I don't want overtime. My stomach can take that. It's going to be a tie, and then U.S. is going to come through somehow because that's how they do it.
But just 3 minutes, now there it is again, after kickoff, U.S. team captain Carly Lloyd scored. And then she scored again 2 minutes later. 14 minutes in, another U.S. goal, this time from midfielder Lauren Holiday. I'll spare you the cheering this time because 2 minutes after that, Carly Lloyd scored her 3rd. 4 goals by the U.S. in 16 minutes. The Canadians I was sitting next to in the stands, Cindy and Jim Cornish, were flabbergasted.
I'm really shocked. What do you say?
Extremely shocked at this.
Yeah.
Japan had 2 goals by the end. The final score was 5-2. Japan's goalkeeper was crying, but Akira Suga was smiling in his gorgeous royal blue Japan jersey with salmony pink flair. He says he kept on cheering till the end.
Till the last minutes. Yep.
Nippon Gambare!
Nippon Gambare.
Gambare.
What is Nippon Gambare?
It's like just cheering for Japan and just go Japan, just go Japan and stuff.
Suga says it was amazing to see his team make it all the way to the final, even if they didn't win the trophy.
Well, I kind of feel disappointed, but you know, they did well, and then I'm just so happy for them and just proud to be Japanese.
And proud to be Americans are these 2 fans in rubber wigs made to look like cartoonish 50s bobs, one bright red, one blue.
What's your name?
Lee Callahan.
Anne-Marie Phillips.
Seattle natives Callahan and Phillips rocked those same wigs the last time the U.S. national team won the World Cup in 1999.
It was really good to see all those goals, but we knew it wasn't over till the very bitter end.
Callahan says the U.S. had yet to fully utilize its secret weapon until the final match.
They unleashed the Lloyd. They unleashed the Lloyd.
Carly Lloyd won the Golden Ball for Player of the Tournament. She'll join her 22 teammates in a victory tour across the United States later this year. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News, Vancouver.